We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The idea of, you know, an asterisk or asking for a piece of metal back seems, you know, sort of a futile act. People are always know that there was something about the 2017 World Series that was different, and they're going to know that because whether we made every decision right or wrong, we undertook a really thorough investigation, and we had the intestinal fortitude to put out there the facts we found, even though they weren't very pretty.
There you go, Rob Manfred. Oh yeah, intestinal fortitude, absolutely. And now they have Boston that's next up, and they still have many weeks of investigating even further. It's Marks and Reese without Reese. We're back. Johnny Marks here. Good time to get in at 888-729-9494. So check this out, right? And we'll get to that right there. I don't know how they didn't strip the Astros of the title, and I know it's easy to just say that. But, I mean, really, the punishment should fit the crime. What's the punishment of the Astros? Jack, help me out with this. What's the punishment for the Astros?
Well, I guess it's just embarrassment, right? I
mean, embarrassment.
But, I mean, all right, listen. If you're a Major League Baseball player and all of your – like, imagine you're a radio host and everyone in your profession is ripping you. You know, they are all ganging up on you and
right. Justin Turner comes out today and is ripping everybody. Trout, pretty much everybody's ripping.
Right. Like, all right, this is pretty embarrassing. If you are a baseball player that won a World Series and you've gotten to the peaks that the Astros have gotten to, it's already embarrassing enough. Like, to have to be looked at this way by your peers. I think that is pretty harsh.
I mean, okay. I mean, it's harsh. Right.
Well, what do you think they should have been suspended for the year?
I know. I don't think the players. I honestly, I don't really care. They don't deserve the World Series title. They don't deserve it. I don't care if players are punished. I don't care if players, like, everybody wants to talk about how the players are like, oh, well, they were offered immunity for their. That's fine. I don't care if they suspend them a game. That doesn't matter to me. I don't care if AJ Hinch loses his job. Right. Like, some people lost their jobs. Other people, the players who actually were doing it, didn't lose anything other than their peers are looking at them differently.
That
hurts. But here's what they deserved. They deserve no title because they don't deserve a title. Because there's never been anything that I can remember in baseball, in modern-day baseball, that has the effect that this has had, that had the effect of what they were doing in 2017. All you have to do is go look at the splits. All you have to do is go back and look at what was going on in their home games in the playoffs. It mattered. It mattered. And I know it's the easy thing to do to take the title. It's also the thing that they should have done. It's deserved. Now, I don't know if you're not giving it to the Dodgers. I don't know what you do with it. But to more or less just say, oh, well, you know, they were punished and what else you want us to do? Tell that to the Dodgers. Tell it to the Yankees. Tell it to the guys that would have won otherwise. All right, so hang tight. We got you on that discussion as well. But Bryce Harper, I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He reported the camp yesterday. He more or less said the following, which was, sure, it'd be great to have Chris Bryant, who reportedly is on the trade market from the Cubs, but you'd have to trade your top prospects and you'd have to re-sign them if you don't want to lose them and everything else. And right now, that's really not something we should do because we have a guy like JT Realmuto for the next 6 years that needs to be re-signed, right? So while Jack says that it's adorable that Bryce Harper's coming out and he's having his organization's back after he got signed to a 13-year contract, and I'm having other people on social media that are saying, well, of course Bryce Harper's saying that. He's got his big, fat, undeserved contract. I mean, that's fine, but here's also what he's doing. He's right. Like, unfortunately, with where the Phillies are right now, the best course of action to take is going forward with what you have. 888-729-9494. Agree or disagree with that? Bryce Harper says, no, we don't want to trade our young, cheap talent. We want to go forward with the young guys that develop in the players. And Chris Bryant's a great player, but that's not what you do. And I agree 1,000% with him. 888-729-9494. No one wants to hear that. I get it. Chris Bryant's not free. You'd have to trade for him. You have to trade major pieces. I don't want to get into the weeds with prospects that maybe a lot of people haven't heard about. But Scott Kingery has been talked about. He's not a prospect. He's a major league player right now that's going to contribute big time this year in 2019. So everybody needs to stop focusing on getting Chris Bryant, Jack Fritz, because what you're doing is you're taking away what I believe is a pretty positive season. Here's what I promise I'm not going to do. I'm going to try not to do going forward because there's a 0% chance I'm actually going to do it. But here's what I'm going to try to do going forward. I'm not going to try to focus on the big picture of the Phillies because I don't like the big picture of the Phillies.
You don't want to get sad?
They don't have enough. No, because it takes away from this year, and that's really what I feel like we should be concentrating on now that spring training starting. All right? I like this team. I think they're an 80-some win team. If some guys can get it together, if Girardi's able to get more out of some guys than Gabe Kapler was, they can win 87, 88 games. You know, high end. They could be a playoff team. I think that they're wild card contenders. The difference between being a wild card contender and a World Series champion or in the World Series is monumental. Now, some teams have young players. They just need to develop into being good enough. The Phillies don't have that.
Some teams use trash cans.
Right. Some teams start using a trash can down there. But they have, like, the Phillies have some players that I don't think that they can develop into players that will put them over the top. So now you either have to add to it or you have to have younger players. What I'm saying is I would sit tight right now, see how the season develops. The Phillies have spent a lot of money in the last 2 years in adding players. Don't tie yourself up financially to long-term contracts before you know what you really need. All right? So just ride it out for the first half of the season. If you feel like that you're a player away, then add them. But don't do it right now. And I'm positive on the Phillies this year. I'm feeling pretty good about the Phillies in 2020 just for this year. So I'd rather be positive on the Phillies right now. But Bryce Harper's absolutely right. The thing to do right now is not to add payroll, not to add veteran expensive players. That is not what the Phillies should do right now. They should roll with what they have and not make a trade. Don't trade the only young players that you have in your system. Don't do it, Jack.
Johnny, if we don't, we don't. Kicking the can down the road. 3 years from now, 4 years from now, that's when we'll go in. There's a superstar third.
Or maybe it's 2021.
There's a superstar third baseman that is sitting right there for
you. That's going to be 30 years old that you want
to
give 7 years.
He's going to be 28.
You want to give him 7 years.
He's going to be 28.
When he's a free agent, you want to give him 7 years.
No, I want to give him an extension right when he gets here so you have a
right,
full.
But you would have him through 37.
I want to pay him through age 36.
So he's making $30 million a year in his 30s. You think that's a way to run a baseball team, Jack?
I know it's not. I think it gives a better chance for the Phillies with Bryce Harper in his prime to actually compete versus maybe competing 5 years from now.
It makes them a better team this year and next year.
And next year, sure. For the next 5 years.
And next year, sure it does, on a team that's not good enough. 888-729-9494. Let's take some Astro calls as well. But you think Bryce Harper is just in on it with the Phillies and the organization?
They got to him.
Well, they might have. They got to him for 13 years. Phone calls, Darnell, Mount Airy. Hi, Darnell. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, you know, I was thinking, contemplating back and forth about whether the Astros should have a title strip. I think they should because that not only affects the team, but what about the players that are no longer in the league because of that World Series that year that had high ERAs or low batting average numbers because of their cheating scandals. They can't erase the record books with that stuff. So I think there's more to it than just that. Yeah, that's the biggest punishment. No.
I guess the other problem is he just did a poor job of messaging and handling it, right? To where, I mean, the one, Darnell, I think the one thing you say is that what's happened's happened. And it's bad, and we need to make sure that things like that don't happen in the future. But they weren't willing to go to the extent of taking away a title because then what exactly are you doing with the title? Are you giving the World Series to the Dodgers? You know what I mean? So, like, it's not that I don't see the other side to it. It's just that he did such a poor job of explaining why he did what he did. Because, like you said, it affected everybody. This Darnell, it could have affected guys and how much money they made the following year on their next contracts. Right, if you were in the same division as the Astros and you were a pitcher that started four or five games against them at home, your ERA could be a full run different. You know what I mean? So it's like this had more than just an effect on them winning the World Series. The implications to me of this are big.
Exactly. And I hate to say it, on the flip side is Joe Girardi probably would still been a Yankee. I mean, because of that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've heard people talk about that. Thank you, Darnell. Yeah, maybe the Yankees win. And if the Yankees win, he doesn't go anywhere. So it's good that the Phillies got Joe Girardi. But if they didn't get Joe Girardi, they could have hired somebody else. Because really, it's going to be talent that they should that's going to win them something. Joe Girardi's a fine manager. He was endorsed by Marks and Reese.
He was. I think actually we'll be surprised with how much of a difference we'll see in the team this year with Joe Girardi.
I agree with them.
Like I was with you, or I wasn't with you in this sense, but like I just didn't think the manager had that much to do with anything in modern baseball. But I just think with this team, we're gonna see what it's like to have a real manager.
Well, I don't agree with that, but I agree with what you're saying as far as if Gabe Kapler, if Joe Girardi was on the team last year, that team's still not good enough to really do anything.
No, it doesn't change that aspect.
It doesn't change that. Could they have gotten more with a different manager last year? Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what you'll see this year. And it's one of the reasons I'm positive on the Phillies, is that I can't wait to see Joe Girardi in what he's able to do with Reese Hoskins.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he does with the whole staff. I mean, this whole staff around this team, like all the pitchers are just raving about Brian Price. I mean, Aaron Nola basically ripped Chris Young last night. Like Aaron Nola ripping anyone is a surprise.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the new pitching coach people are talking about. And then the news that comes out today, reportedly, or Scott Lauber even says, like, the Phillies want Scott Kingery to play second base. Gene Segura is going to be the third baseman, all else being equal. And it seems like that they want to do it. They want Scott Kingery to be the second baseman, not the second baseman and the third baseman and the shortstop and the center fielder. If someone actually has sense in this organization now, right? Because all Gabe was doing was saying, like, okay, well, I'm just an extension of Matt Klentak in the GM's office anyway, right? I'm just kind of listening to what he says. They were in lockstep. I think Joe Girardi cares about what Matt Klentak's really saying. I don't.
Well, Middleton hired him.
I mean, exactly.
It wasn't a Klentak production. It was a Middleton production.
Exactly. Girardi's the one swinging the stick in this organization.
I think they're pushing Gene Segura to where he forces a trade or something. And like, I think right now he wouldn't accept a trade somewhere because he's been traded so many times. But I think he wants to play, and I think that this is kind of their way to
start that process.
Right. Force him to the bench. Say he's not playing. We're bringing up Boehm. Kingery's going to
play
second.
Put him in a place he doesn't want to play.
Right. That's my hope, at least. If they can get out of $14 million a year for the next 2 years.
Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Taste of Cake Studios. More on the Astros in a second. David and Paoli on Chris Bryant. David, what do you got?
Hey, so I want to kind of tie it into the Sixers example. I think about when the Sixers traded away all those pieces for Isaiah Harris and Jimmy Butler, and then they got nothing out of it, and they had to lock up Isaiah Harris. The question we need to ask is, does Chris Bryant win us a World Series? And if he doesn't, why do we bring a guy like that in?
Right. He doesn't, by the way. He doesn't.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Now, the counter to that is he'll be under contract next year, and you'll have some flexibility, at least in theory, to go out and sign another starting pitcher. But how many teams are built on signing free agents, going out, paying top of market on a starting pitcher? I mean, it's not often, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to even come up with a comp of guy of a team that is built on free agents as opposed to having their core that grows up that's really at least contributing as much as the free agents that they bring in.
Exactly, and if we find a way to actually build these prospects the way the Flyers have, it would pay off in the long term, and I hate to use an Astros example, but for a while the Astros were basically the league's farm team and they were acquiring prospects, and it paid off for them, cheating aside. So I'd love to see the Phillies do something like that.
All right, there he is, David. Let's go to Ryan on Sell. Ryan, should they take the titles, yes or no?
I believe they do. First time caller, I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
And I guess my thought is this. With regards to the Olympics, when an athlete is tested positive for PEDs, they strip them of their medals. So why would this be any different than an athlete in the Olympics?
Or when there's a systematic cheating scandal like that's happened with East Germany or Russia or something like that, what do? Right? They don't let them compete. Or like you said, they take away medals. There's consequences for it. The consequences for the Astros winning a World Series was two guys lost their jobs that aren't with the organization anymore. And the owner had to pay a $5 million fine, which he could probably write off his taxes or something.
Exactly. So, no, I'm not in agreement that they keep their title. They should definitely be stripped of it. I'm not saying that it should go to the Dodgers, but it should be a voided year or something. But they should not still have that title.
There's no – yeah, I agree with you. There's no World Series winner in 2017. And I don't know if 2018, Jack, since they did such a thorough investigation, should have been you know,
the players promised.
Yeah, they promised 2019 it didn't happen as well. So,
although, it is, I mean, they did lose four games at home or, you know.
Yeah, four whole games.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, it would – the 2019 the World Series was a little weird.
No, but they also, you know, 2017 you can connect the dots because they did win. Jim in South Philly on the Philly situation. Jim, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Good. So you're talking about, you know, how somebody that owns a franchise makes money, but they still have to, you know, invest in what they're doing, right?
Okay. Yeah, they've invested $205 million so far for 2019, or excuse me, for 2020.
What's the total value of the franchise?
However many billion dollars. I don't know how many billion dollars. It's a billion, right, Jack? It's the $1 billion franchise. Right, but you have to ask the question that if they're a top five payroll on a team that doesn't have top five talent, right? So it's easy to say go out and spend money to try to turn yourself into a World Series talent. There's not enough guys out there to spend on to do it.
I couldn't agree with you more. But what they're trying to do is build the value of the place, so of the company, so they can reinvest in other things. So you can put a line of credit or back yourself up with what you already have. So they're really just building their value in what they're doing and going and doing other investments against the back. So it may not even have anything to do with baseball.
No, they want to – I see, Jim, I'll disagree. I think they want to win. I think John Middleton wants to win, right? He didn't know, he wasn't the primary owner. He didn't lead the ownership group when they won in 2008, right? Like all the other owners, they want to win. Do they want
to
make money?
Value.
Sure, they want to make money. Yeah, they want to make money. I would too. Sure. But you don't think they want to win?
I think that winning is secondary to bottom line. Yeah.
All right, Jim, appreciate it. See, I don't. I think they want to win. They could spend $175 million.
Listen, it comes down to, do you believe John Middleton?
Yes.
And when I hear him talk, like, I don't think that guy is in this to not win eventually.
I don't think they're in to lose money.
This is the highest payroll they've ever had in team history.
Right. Well, they've since they went to Citizens Bank Park, they spent money. When they were winning World Series and in the playoffs, they spent money. They were always in the top five of payrolls. In fact, a couple of those years they were in the top two of payrolls, right? So I can't question the Phillies' desire to spend money, but I can't be mad at a business, and that's what the Phillies are. They're a business. I can't be mad if they don't want to go and what they would think waste money just to spend money that's not going to put them to win a World Series. That's essentially what John Middleton's saying when he says, I'm not going to go into this extra luxury tax scenario to be a wild card contender. We're going to do it if we think we can win a World Series. Right now, see, that's the problem right now. They're not a team that's a player away from winning a World Series. They're not. We can sit here and pretend that that they are, or that it doesn't matter. It gets them that much closer. They're just not. And I don't know about everybody else. 888-729-9494. Do people really out there think that this is just they're just trying to look at it and say, well, as long as we do this for another 5 years, the value of our franchise is going to increase. Look at the value of the franchise from when they sucked and they last made the playoffs till now. It doesn't go down.
Well, I do think Harper was a partly business decision. I mean, 500,000 more people came to the ballpark last year. I mean, the jersey sales were crazy.
Bryce Harper over Manny Machado was a business decision.
Right.
Right, because they had the money to spend. This was always the target of building the team. They didn't just want to go out and spend money to get people in the seats. They wanted to build a team. You know why? Because this right here, this isn't going to work. I've been in this town long enough to know with baseball and the Phillies, like, people will go. A lot more people went last year. What about this year? What about this year if they're winning 85 games? People will still go. But then what about 2021, where you have the same high payroll, but it's kind of an 85-win team again? Then what? You know what's going to happen? You're going to have average to above-average attendance. You're not going to get sellouts every night. That's what they want. John Middleton looks at what they were doing during their run, that five-year run, that six-year run, when the place was sold out every night. That's what they're talking about. And that's why you do this. You don't spend this kind of money to have the place half sold out or to sell 70% of capacity. You do it to sell out the entire place. That's how you make money. So if you think that they're about making money, the way to make money is not by building the team incorrectly. The way to make money is by building the team correctly. And right now, they're spending way too much money. They're spending way too much money for the results that they're going to get on the field and the results they're going to get at the box office. That's the thing, and that's why Middleton ultimately is going to be so ticked off, because he's going to have a payroll of $210 million, and he's going to have what? He's going to have an 85-win team in a ballpark that when it gets the meat of the summer in July and August, they're going to have more people. But in April and May, outside of the beginning of the season, there's not going to be a lot of people there.
But it is going to have a longer benefit of the doubt period. Like last year, once they kind of started failing, people just gave them the team quickly because of Gabe Kapler. At least with Girardi there, there's a chance that it holds fans long.
You know what you're going to have, Jack? You're going to have people that aren't angry at all because they like Joe Girardi. At least last year, people were ticked off at Gabe Kapler because they didn't like him. Now this year, they're going to say, I like the manager, but they're not going to care. Or they're not going to pay attention. And that's the worst possible thing for John Middleton.
The apathy is going to set in?
Yes. I mean, it's only a matter of time. If you don't win, or you're just good enough, but not good enough, just good enough to where you're not going to tear the team down, but not good enough to where everybody knows what you are, which is a team that, hey, listen, you want to go down to the ballpark? You want to go check out a game? Yeah, you'll be entertained. It'll be a pretty good team. You want October baseball? You know, good luck. That's really what it's about. All right, back to Ed, who wants to talk about the Astros. Ed, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What up?
Yeah, I say what they do is they vacate the title. They give it to the Dodgers, who played them in the World Series. And I would be in favor of vacating the 2019 AL championship.
Yeah. Well,
I agree with everything the other caller said about the Olympic analogy. I think it's an excellent analogy. At the end of the day, no one's going to be happy. But the Astros are right now their World Series champions. They should be. I don't think it's any more complicated than that. As far as the Phillies thing is concerned, remember this guy named Kyle Drabek?
Yep.
Kyle Drabek was a guy that half the city moaned and complained about trading him in a group of prospects for a Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, Ed, I don't know if your memory's completely correct. Before the trade, I think a lot of people didn't want to trade him because he was the top prospect. I don't remember anybody complaining after they traded for Roy Halladay.
No. I mean before the trade, when it was all going down.
Right.
And the thing is, we've all believed what the Phillies are telling us about how great these prospects are. Chris Bryant, I'm not in favor of bringing him here just because I think his production has declined over the years. But the prospect of trading our top guys for a real top five player, I'm all in favor for it. But I don't think Chris Bryant is that guy. I'm just not sold that just because the Phillies tell us these guys are great prospects that they're really going to be. They just haven't proven it with us.
No.
You know, we get player after player after player that they tell us are going to be great or excellent, and they're just not.
Well, it's been a while, Ed. Rhys Hoskins has developed into at least he has some upside, I think, but he's been a good player here. Jack, wouldn't you say? I mean, Rhys Hoskins is homegrown. Scott Kingery's homegrown.
Aaron Nola's
homegrown. So it's not like they don't have any of their prospects that have come up. It's just that they haven't hit enough. In particular, when they were bad, they haven't gotten enough. Mickey Moniak being the best player available, or in that draft, they could have drafted some other players. There wasn't a Steven Strasburg in those drafts. There wasn't a can't miss prospect in that draft.
They got unlucky.
They did. I mean, a lot of this is luck, is bad luck. A lot of it is they don't sign internationally well. They just don't.
Well, Sixto was good, but other than that, it's not. I mean, they've gotten major leaguers, but not Juan Sotos.
They haven't gotten the stars and they spent the money. Again, for the people that are saying, oh, they won't spend money, they spent a lot of money internationally. They're Jalen picking Ortiz? The wrong players. Yes, Jalen Ortiz instead of who was it?
Vlad
Guerrero Jr. Yeah,
Vladdy.
Yeah, he's about the same amount of money. The guy that they signed is still in single A, sucking. And
had to get LASIK.
Yeah, exactly. And Vlad Jr. was an all-star. It was at least an all-star weekend in the home run derby contest. Let me throw this in there for a second, and let's tell you about Gotta Door and Window and their big winter sales event. Goes to the end of February. 40% off all windows and doors. Call Gotta, 877-GO-GOTTA, or visit goguida.com. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm an XFL fan. I'm an XFL fan, Jack. I watched on Saturday.
Why?
Not very good football. I'll admit it. Not very good football. I watched on Sunday, and it was better, and it was enough. Now, you haven't watched it, so it's like I'm talking to a wall here. I'm talking
pretty much,
to the people out there. But the interviews are kind of awkward. They have, like, as soon as the guy comes off the field and is, you know, gets in, like, there was an interception, Landry Jones threw it right to the other team.
It's good football.
And whoever I don't know if it was Jenny Taft or whoever it was like, what happened on that play? And it's like, he threw it right to him. That's what happened on the play. But he's like, oh, you know, just trying to make a play. So, like, that, they're trying to give you inside access. And I get what they're trying to do. It's just kind of awkward. And then they had two reporters. And they had a reporter in each locker room at halftime. And it was pointless and it was weird. The Los Angeles Wildcats coach, Winston Moss, like, he tried to run right by the reporter, and then they caught up with him, and he's, oh, you know, and he more or less had nothing to say. And the football, frankly, the quarterback play was terrible, right? Sunday was a little bit better, but I'm not afraid to admit that I watched the XFL, and I had enough that'll get me to week three.
I can't believe they got you to week three.
Yeah, I mean, the coaches being mic'd up is pretty cool, to where you can hear the play calling and things like that.
But it's horrible football. Like, it's
no,
not
it's
even,
not. Yesterday wasn't horrible football.
I just don't get, like, is football really that interesting of a sport that you're going to watch even bad football? College basketball is going on. NBA is going on.
No, yeah. On Saturday, I turned it off. Yesterday, I was more in and out.
You were hooked?
But I was still watching it.
Hang on to your picks from Friday?
And I'm okay with watching the XFL, and I think a lot of people out there are as well, too, Jack.
We'll see what the ratings are.
888-729-9494. It's okay to watch the XFL. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to last long term because, frankly, you need better quarterback play. And we're going to play you a cut from Matt McGloin where he just totally – can we play this right now, and then we'll get back to the phones? Matt McGloin – which one do you have first, at halftime?
Yeah, the leading into halftime.
Matt McGloin might be the worst player in the league. He's certainly the worst quarterback. So this is former Eagle. Was he actually an Eagle, or was he just a training camp body?
Well, he played in a preseason game.
So he's not really. So same as Murder Leg, except I don't even think he played in a preseason game.
Same as Tebow.
But he was in the roster. Anyway, here's McGloin heading in toward. At this point, they've been shut out. His line is absolutely terrible. And so Penn State, a lot of people are familiar with him, Penn State. He actually played in some NFL games before. Thankfully, not a regular season Eagle game. But here's Matt McGloin going into the half.
What does this team need to do on offense to get something going here?
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
Okay, what do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
There's just a lot going on right out now. It's embarrassing for us here as an offense. So a lot of things we want to fix and correct.
Thanks.
Wow.
So there he goes. So when he was pulled in the fourth quarter, he finished 8 of 19 for 44 yards and two interceptions. The D.C. Defenders, Jack, who I'm a big fan of, shut out New York 27-0.
Well, he got a great defense.
So this is after he got pulled. Listen to this loser that, I mean, even if your coaches are a train wreck, and I'm sure the XFL isn't what he's used to with sophisticated football organizations. Hey, Matt, what did you think it was going to be? What did he think the XFL was going to be 2 weeks into their beginnings, right? Here's Matt McGloin. He's mic'd up. He's talking to somebody else on the sidelines, and he doesn't seem like he thinks he did anything wrong. Listen.
What stands out to you right now in terms of how this play calling is going?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors. You know, I think we need to clean that up. Communication especially is one. And it showed today, just at no point in time that I think – we were comfortable out there. At no point in time that I think we were in a position to try to be successful. So I think it was pretty easy to see.
Yeah, wasn't him, though. Wasn't him.
He played fine.
A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Unbelievable. All right, back to the phones. Mike Winwood. Mike, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man.
do you realize what was going on about exactly 100 years ago right now? It was the end of the 1919 baseball season. The Black Sox scandal was going on right now.
So, well, I mean,
okay,
I know they threw games. It's not that severe to throwing games, but it's probably the next biggest thing. I agree with you there.
Yeah,
Mike.
Eight of them were paid money to throw games. So the Cincinnati Reds won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But they didn't take that away from them when this all broke. And they hadn't had a commissioner up to that time. So they appointed this Judge Mountain Kennesaw Landis, whatever his name was, Mountain Landis.
Mm-hmm.
And he became the commissioner. And he banned Shoeless Joe Jackson and seven other White Sox forever playing the game again.
Right, but they didn't take it away, which is interesting.
No,
but you also didn't want to punish the team because it was the White Sox that had thrown games. The Reds weren't involved in it, right?
Exactly. But you know something?
What?
These Astros are going to get booed no matter where they go. They're going to get booed off the field.
Yep.
Some pitchers will throw at them, but George Springer and his buddies, all those guys, they're never going to be in the same spotlight again.
No, I agree with you, Mike. Appreciate it. Jack, throwing it Astros players, since you're the baseball insider.
Jackie Old School?
And the pro throw it players guy on the show?
I would throw at them. For at least send a first message. It'd be weird, though, if the Phillies throw at them because, like...
I don't think they should throw at them.
Oh, give them a little thing. Like, the Dodgers should throw at them, whoever.
Yeah, you're right. If the Phillies threw at them, it's like, why?
It's like, why is Aaron Nola throwing at these guys?
But, I mean, it's so much more personal for the Dodgers, and that's why you're seeing so many players on that team now. Like, you were saying this before, how no one's coming out talking about it because they're worried about how they're cheating as well, and they don't want to get that exposed. But there's a difference between trying to steal signs and using a center field camera. And the sophistication that the Astros had.
Yeah, I can see the Yankees doing it. Like, the teams that were directly affected by this, yeah. But, like, I don't think the Orioles should be taking a shot at the Astros.
888-729-9494. Mark Sinise without Reese. 888-729-9494. You weren't enjoying Jordan Tahamu quarterbacking? He leads the XFL in yards, Jack?
He does. I saw Pro Football Focus.
Tahamu.
I saw Pro Football Focus put out their rankings, and the best player in the league so far is Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones hasn't lost since high school
as
starting
winner.
Quarterback. P.J. Walker's an NFL quarterback. He's not going to be in the XFL for long. I don't know contractually how long they have to stay past this year, but I thought he was an NFL quarterback before. He was pretty good at Temple.
Well, I mean, he wasn't. Was he the quarterback of the team that played Notre Dame here?
Yeah.
That was a good team.
No, he was. Listen, he was good. I mean, I know there's a difference between a good college quarterback and an NFL quarterback. He's enough to be a backup, or at the very least, teams are going to give him another shot based on what they've seen in the XFL. But, yeah, I mean, listen, was it a great week for the XFL? No, I don't think it was a great week for the XFL, but I saw enough to be back. It's fun. And to answer your question, Jack, would I rather watch college basketball or the XFL? At Mark Sinise WIP on Twitter.
Oh, come on.
Brought to you by, and make sure you specify out-of-market college basketball, national college basketball. Even if it was local college basketball, I don't think I'd care. But it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, mark-jewelers.com. I'd rather watch the XFL than watch college basketball. I don't watch college basketball anymore. Before the tournament, you watch college basketball?
Yeah.
What do you watch?
I was watching a little Nova Temple yesterday.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Little Maryland and Michigan State Saturday.
A little? How much is a little?
It was on in here when me and Rob Cherry were taking
right.
down 1-5.
Right. I'm not going
to
ask you to name some players on those teams.
Connor Gillespie?
No, on Michigan State and Maryland.
Cassius Winston's on Michigan State and Maryland. I mean, he went the whole starting five.
But you're a big Maryland fan. I forgot you're a big Maryland fan as well.
Right.
I forgot about
which,
that.
Which lasts longer, the XFL or me and Rob Cherry on Sunday afternoons?
You and Rob Cherry.
that's not good for the XFL.
I think you guys are kindred spirits. Well, I mean, how much longer does Rob have left in him?
Rob's got at least, I don't know, 2-3 years?
Wow. Really? Well, I guess he's getting, you know, he's...
He's getting up there.
Yeah, Rob's been around for 30 years, I think. 888-729-9494.
Rob Cherry, WIP.
610 WIP, I'm Rob Cherry. He didn't know any of the music yesterday.
No?
No. We came back from break. It's trying to be fun, you know? He just didn't know any music.
But that's not the old guard at WIP. That's not what bumper music was used for. Like, that thing you played right there was more or less the bumper music, right? It's not music to, you know, to entertain yourself with. I'm not going to say I started that back when I started in radio in Philadelphia.
Oh, here we go.
But I started that.
You're the only reason that producers are on the air, and you're the only reason that we're playing good music.
True on both. 888-729-9494. But I used to play songs with lyrics coming back because I wanted to do something different than what was normally heard. And that was because you would just get these bumper songs that were just kind of looped and no personality. Right. And I mean, honestly, what matters is the content that you have on the air more than anything. It's not necessarily the music, but I feel like a good song coming back from break can also get you juiced up and get you energized. But I'm not surprised that Rob had no interest or really didn't care about that. Rob likes phone calls and Angry Bob. Angry Bob on the Phillies and phone calls. That's what I heard on the 7 minutes I heard you driving to the store.
It wasn't much different than the other 5 hours.
But you kept me in the car because it only takes me about 5 minutes. So I probably listened through the end of a phone call.
That's all we need. Oh, we did have a guy calling yesterday saying that they should bring back Don Brown.
Love Don Brown.
Give him another chance.
I'm a fan of Don Brown. 888-729-9494. Coming up, Brett Gardner. There's a story that's going up in New York, longtime Yankee, that you feel bad for the guy, man. It's weird. It's bizarre. Wait, you're not going to believe this. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, let's talk about getting a car from Get a Car. You know what time it is. I actually have an appointment coming up on Saturday with my accountant to get my taxes done. Yeah, it's tax refund time. So what are you doing with that tax refund? It's time to get a car from Get a Car, a new car from Get a Car, and you're doing it the right way. You're not doing it the old way. You're not sitting in a dealership worrying about getting ripped off. You're having Get a Car bring you your new car to your door. That's right, a fun car buying experience. You shop wherever, whenever, on your phone, on your laptop, wherever, at Get a Car with two T's, GETTACAR.com. They bring it to your house. They bring it right to your door. You test drive it in your neighborhood. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't, well, say adios, goodbye, take it. And if you do like it, best part, you have a full 7 days to return it for a full refund. Lowest price, best selection, Get a Car. GetAcar.com today. That's Get It With Two T's, spelled GETTACAR.com. GetAcar.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.